Now, the rest of the story. The fastest, most powerful automobiles in the world don't run on gasoline. They run on methanol, pure alcohol. It's used by every race car every year in the Indianapolis 500. So why doesn't your car run on alcohol? Well, someday it may. Alcohol burns clean, can be manufactured from all the things you don't want, weeds, household garbage. Many countries outside the U.S. are in the process of switching from gasoline to alcohol as fuel for the everyday car. Minor engine modifications are all that's required. And just as car manufacturers have adjusted compression ratios to accommodate unleaded gasoline, and just as petroleum processing plants have retooled to produce that fuel, your next car just might run on alcohol at twice the efficiency, and maybe someday at less cost. So, if you believe our supply of coal and oil is limited, and if you think that alcohol may be the fuel of the future for your automobile, then you are not alone. In fact, you're joined by an increasing number of energy experts. In fact, the words you're about to hear are those of such an expert, excerpted from a commencement address dated February 1 to the graduating class of the McKinley Manual Training School in Washington, D.C., and from here on I'm quoting, "There is one obstacle to further advance in the increasing price of fuel. Coal and oil are going up and are strictly limited in quantity. We can take coal out of a mine, but we can never put it back. We can draw oil from subterranean reservoirs, but we can never refill them again. We are spendthrifts in the matter of fuel and are using our capital for our running expenses. In relation to coal and oil, the world's annual consumption has become so enormous that we are now actually within measurable distance of the end of the supply. There is one other source of fuel which may solve this problem of the future. Alcohol makes a beautiful, clean, and efficient fuel, and where not intended for consumption by human beings, can be manufactured very cheaply in an indigestible or even poisonous form. Wood alcohol, for example, can be employed as a fuel, and we can make it from sawdust, a waste product of our mills. Alcohol can also be manufactured from corn stalks, and in fact from almost any vegetable matter capable of fermentation. Our growing crops and even weeds can be used. The waste products of our farms are available for this purpose, and even the garbage from our cities." I'm still quoting now. "We never need fear the exhaustion of our present fuel supplies, so long as we can produce an annual crop of alcohol to any extent desired. The world will probably depend upon alcohol more and more as time goes on, and a great field of usefulness is opening up for the engineer who will modify our machinery to enable alcohol to be used as the source of power." End quote. This again from an address to the graduating class of the McKinley Manual Training School in Washington, D.C., dated February 1, 1917. The words of inventor Alexander Graham Bell. Some insist that energy-wise, we've been caught off guard. Only now, you know the rest of the story.